This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Another new practice day, but just where's the mental grind right now trying to get through this thing on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, obviously it's tough right now. We haven't been playing like we need to, and we haven't been closing out games like we need to. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to try hardest not to sit and dwell on it. You know, there's a lot of games left and a lot of season left, and we're just going to try and move on and get ready for the next one, you know. I think we've definitely let the noise get to us before in seasons past, and you know, it's something we can't let that happen. We just got to bear down and get ready for the next game.
How much solace do you take of those standings? I know you guys could be 15 points out of this thing, and it's three or whatever it is.
Exactly. I mean, that's the way you got to look at it. We've been on the streak we've been on, and you know, we're still right there with everyone else. So in a way, it's kind of lucky, but you know, enough's enough, and you know, we can't give up. You know, there's so many games left, and anything can happen still. So you know, we just can't get two down, and just you know, get ready for the next one.
You know, we've seen the power play, I mean, be lethal. You know, one of the league's best for stretches. Just what's happened to it maybe in the past few weeks, in your opinion?
Yeah, you know, I think when we had success, it was just about keeping it simple. You know, I feel like Dolls was shooting everything from the top, and we were just getting tip goals, rebound goals, and you know, and then once it's not going your way, you tighten up a bit and try and make the perfect play, and you know, if you, it just doesn't work. You just got to keep doing the simple things and getting it on net, recovering it, and you know, attacking off that. And, yeah.
We hear from Lindy a lot that, you know, it's his job to make sure that this doesn't snowball. What have you seen, or like, what has he done, or what has he said to you guys to maybe, you know, lift your spirits and build confidence?
Yeah, you know, he's not panicking. I mean, you look at this stretch of games we've had here, and I mean, three of them have been decided in overtime or shootout, and then a couple others were one goal games. So, you know, he's just trying to keep us, you know, even keel, not get too low. You know, any of those, a bunch of those games could have been the other way. So, yeah, he's not panicking, but at the same time, he's pushing us to, you know, to be better.
Dylan, yesterday, Lindy talked about, I know you played Wayne against the Wings, but with you and Tage, maybe simplifying some of the defensive assignments of centermen. And he said, you know, maybe you have to play wing or maybe play center. How can you improve with the work he's putting in with you? How can you improve your defensive approach?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about our defensive zone these last few days, and then clarified a few things, which I think has made it a lot clearer for a lot of us. So it's just about executing now. I think, you know, there's a lot of things we weren't too sure on, but the coaches cleared it up with us. So now it's just about us going out there and doing our job.
When you're at center, are you confident you can get it now with some reps and practice and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I've always seen myself as a centerman. You know, but at the same time, if they want me on wing, I can play wing. I'm good with either, whatever they see best for the team.
Tage brought up yesterday after the game, just how, you know, Rasmus has missed his third straight game and what he brings, obviously, to this locker room as a captain. Have there been any other guys that have really kind of stepped up, not necessarily in his place, but just, like, in addition to him and again, the leadership, I guess, that he brings?
Yeah. I think, you know, there's a lot of guys in this room who use their voices and talk, and you know, I think one guy, is a veteran guy, is Zucker. You know, he's stepped up and he's been a big voice in this room this year. Obviously, he's been on teams that have been playoffs and won, so he knows what it takes, and he's been a big voice in this room, and he's been great to have.
You know, the first time you played the Rangers, it might be your signature game of the year as a team in Madison Square Garden. Where has that game gone, but what do you need to do to get that kind of game back? Because that's, like, I suppose, the way you guys want to play.
Yeah. Yeah, thinking about that game was obviously one of our best of the year. It was just simple. You know, we got pucks behind and we got it back. Got pucks on net, and you know, we got our bounces that game. So you know, it's a lot easier to play the game. We're not overthinking things and worried about making mistakes. And you know, once you get on these kind of streaks, you know, you worry about making mistakes. And so you know, we just gotta do what we can to put it behind us and go win a game tomorrow.
Is one of the frustrations here that you're not chasing games? I mean, you were chasing games a lot last year. You've had leads, and the leads have gone away. It's kind of a different situation.
For sure. Yeah, we've had better starts this year, for sure. And then, I don't know, we kind of, once we have that lead, maybe we worry a bit about giving it away and, you know, feel that pressure of giving it away. And instead of pushing for that next goal and trying to find that next goal, we kind of maybe just panic a little bit and sit back and let them have their go at us in the offensive zone. And you know, it's never gonna work. It's never gonna work if you play like that against teams in the NHL. You know, you give them that much zone time, they're gonna find goals. So it's something we definitely need to do better as a group. Is when we get up to just keep pushing and try and find the next goal.